I want to convince you that the student loan crisis is a national crisis. It's caused millions of people a great deal of distress. The Department of Education's response to it is inadequate and harmful, and they're really the only reasonable alternative for people who are truly overwhelmed by their debts is bankruptcy. Some people have compared the student loan crisis to the mortgage crisis of 2008, and there are some similarities. If you've seen the movie The Big Short, sort of explains how that happened. The similarities are that the extent of the problem was understated and hidden. The federal government publishes three-year default rates for student loans, and that comes out every fall. That understates the amount of people who are in default or who are not making payments considerably. But on the other hand, there's some differences. The federal student loan program is a government program. It's not really a market. And even if the whole student loan program collapsed, it wouldn't cause the turmoil that the housing crisis caused. And the other difference is that people who lost their homes in the housing crisis could file for bankruptcy, but bankruptcy is very, very difficult to do to discharge student loans. Just briefly, there are 43 million people with outstanding student loans. There are about 9 million people who have deferments or forbearances that are not making payments. There's 5.3 million people who are in long-term income-based repayment plans. Federal government wants to increase that to 7 million people by the end of next year.